Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yan, my colleague, war correspondent in Panama. The Adventures of Michael Yan at the Darien Gap. This is the end of the Panama Highway. The break leads to a jungle, a triple canopy jungle that you must cross in order to proceed on to the American border with Mexico. That is the ambition of the migrants coming through to Colombia, to the Darien Gap, to Panama, and north. The migrants are coming from all over the world, but right now Michael has been out today in the Triple Canopy Jungle at the end of the Panama Highway to a little town named Yavita. Michael, a very good evening to you. Yavita is the end of the highway. I've always wondered why they stopped building. Does anybody in Yavita know why they stopped building at Yavita? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening from right beside the Pan Am Highway, actually. So any traffic you hear by going by is the Pan American Highway towards Yavitsa or up towards America, depending on the direction. Why did they stop building? Because Panama doesn't want to be invaded. And so, it's a buffer. I mean, that's their moat. The Darien Gap is their moat to keep from being invaded. And so, and it's a pretty effective moat, actually. For, you know, to stop ground invasion, because it's going to take a lot of effort to build a highway and bridge system through there. And if you're undergoing airstrikes while that's going on, that could make it even a little bit more difficult. And so, I was down there at the end of the Pan Am Highway again at Yavita, just talking with locals at Yavita for various reasons. Came across another Jaguar story. I know how many people love Jaguar stories. One old man, he was 92 years old. We were talking about, he'd come in about 1959 from Panama City. And he's been down there ever since. He told so many stories about Yavita. And I said, what about Jaguars? And he said, oh yeah, I had about 300 cows and one came and killed a deer right over here. And he showed me and he says, I said, what'd you do? He goes, I stole the deer. And I said, did you eat it? He said, of course. And I took the rest to Panama City. So he stole the deer from a jaguar, according to the 92-year-old man who's lived there since about 1959. It's a very interesting place, Yavita.
Tell me, does the road just end or turn into dirt? What happens at the end of the paved highway?
It turns into sidewalks in Yavita. So at first it turns into sidewalks. And so you'll have, the highway ends and then it comes to kind of a tiny road that doesn't go very far. I mean, a few hundred yards, not like a few miles. And then you've got sidewalks through the village of Yavita, small town of Yavita. And then there's a small foot suspension bridge that people use to get back and forth between, the other side of the river there that you can see on Google Earth. And that suspension bridge is not big enough for two wheelbarrows to cross. For instance, when I was up there today, there was a man with a wheelbarrow behind me and he needed to get over the bridge and I had to move out of the way so he could get. And then there was another man with a wheelbarrow waiting to go the opposite direction. So that's how small it is. So in other words, one person and one wheelbarrow can't be side by side on that bridge. So it turns into that. And then very quickly, a few more sidewalks and then you're into the jungle. Then you're into the real Darien Gap.
Where the jaguars are. Are there migrants at Yavita? Is that part of the route north?
Yes and no. Okay, let me qualify this. There are Colombian migrants there, and some have been there for many years. But insofar as the migrant trail that we're talking about on a normal basis, the flood that's coming up from South America through Panama, no. That group is going in a different direction. Not far away, but not through Yavitsa. It's very difficult at Yavitsa. There is a really big river there, and you're going to have to be Mark Spitz to get across. And, you know, and you're going to, if you've got babies or something like that, I mean, you're not going to make it. It's very tough.
Are the center front at Yavitsa, is that an outpost for them guarding the border?
Oh, yeah. Center front's everywhere down here. This place is thick with center front. You won't go 10 minutes without seeing center front in marked vehicles. And then there's quite a few unmarked as well. Now, they've got defense in depth that goes, oh, Lord, it must go. Let me think about this. It goes. It goes at least 4 miles. I mean, three hours up Highway 1. I mean, everywhere, every little village that you stop at, you know, you're going to have a hard time getting through here without getting detected by center front unless you're, again, if you're not Rambo or you're not a Crow or a Jaguar, you're going to have a very difficult time getting through the gap without being detected by center front unless you've got an underground railroad network going.
Michael, the last time we talked, there was a mystery. The mystery was the refugee flow that had been as many as 400, 300 to 400 a day when you first reported several weeks past had come to a trickle. I believe three or four people coming through to the Umbara village, where they can be resupplied and rest. Three or four. And you told us there was talk, just talk, that there were 10,000 migrants backed up in Colombia. What have you learned since about those 10,000? And what about the pattern? Are more people coming through now?
Definitely. They've picked back up again. And this is what some of the Embera Indians have told me as well. Sometimes it just kind of stops for a little while, and then they flood in. So, in other words, it's if you look at the day-to-day, what's going on, you know, it's like looking at day-to-day Bitcoin prices. You really just need to watch the general trends. And the general trends are it's clearly going up, especially since Biden came into office. It's clearly spiking, and you can see that with reports that have been released by the Panama government. And I believe now it may be up to as much as 7,000 per month. This is unclear, but it's certainly it's not 4,000. It's way above that number. But again, you can come in and have a kind of a dry spell for a few days, and actually 7 to 10 days we had very recently. It weren't very many that came through Bajo Chiquito, the village that I've gone to a couple of times. That's the village that the migrants step into when they leave Darien Gap. That there was sort of a dry spell there, but now, boom, they've started flooding in again.
All right, let's go to Bajo Chiquito when we come back, because Michael's been learning who's coming through and what their ambitions are, where they're coming from. And after so many days at Darien province, there's a rhythm here that you can pick up. This is a part of the Great Migration. The way north is to go through a triple canopy jungle, and you arrive at where Michael is right now on the Panama Highway. How do you get from the Panama Highway to Texas? That's part of the mystery. I'm John Batchelor.
This is Kristen Davis from Are You a Charlotte? For timeless style that still feels fresh and modern, Tuckernuck has become a favorite shopping destination. From elevated classics like denim, striped tees, and crisp button-downs, to chic looks for weddings, vacations, and everyday life, Tuckernuck makes getting dressed effortless. Plus, they curate an incredible mix of brands, with new arrivals dropping daily. Visit tnuck.com and use promo code IHEART for 15% off a first purchase.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.